Right now on VFN TV, we're going to join the president in his first international tour as he's going to Israel. It's going to be an awesome program. All things Israel and President Trump today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T.
What Trump did was Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit instead. He put a hard-nosed prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well, and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
it. Within 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president, and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews. to keep them in their home. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, "We are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. I'm so excited about President Trump's first international trip. Is such a great success, as we talked about in our last programs, about him coming through Saudi Arabia. Well, he's going to be coming into Israel. As a matter of fact, here's a quick little overview of what's going to take place in Israel. Take a look. This is so exciting, isn't it? Well, while President Trump was headed that way, Israel was getting ready. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is Israel getting ready for the president's arrival. It's so exciting. That's President Rivlin getting ready for the president to come in. When we come back from this break, we're going to take you. To the president coming in on Air Force One. It's so exciting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting there, the president meeting there. It's so exciting. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. It's We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back. We are so excited about, you know, President Trump's trip to Israel. We've been praying for years for this to happen, a breakthrough. As a matter of fact, we want to watch this. This is Air Force One coming in as we speak, and Israel's coming in. The Prime Minister Bibi and the President Ravine, all of us coming together to give a celebratory welcome to the President. As a matter of fact, let's go there now. You're looking at Air Force One. This is Air Force One coming in.
This is in Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion Airport.
Man, this is so exciting, isn't it, John?
It is. I mean, you think about it. They're giving President Trump, I mean, the royal treatment, red carpet. It's exciting. Totally exciting.
Yes, it is. It really is.
You're looking there at the President of Israel.
Right on the right.
That's
his wife, Rivlin. And then you have, well, we'll go back there and see him. This is exciting. Oh, my goodness.
This is the first time a U.S. president has made Israel the very first
international
foreign trip.
Yes, truly
historic.
They have all the military branches of Israel out there to receive them.
You can only imagine what the security is like right now. This is amazing.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes, yes, yes. Look at this.
Wow.
Air Force
One. That's a big plane.
It really is. Here are the bands. I believe they're going to place the Star Spangled Banner in welcoming the president in. You see the president's Secret Service there, those black limousines. I'm sure that they're probably his.
Oh, yeah. They've kind of been
Look at this. They're going to turn that thing around. Oh, my. It's going to be close.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. Listen, as you're watching. There you are. This is the president right here on the right and his wife.
Kama.
Yeah, Revlin. And then you have. Oh, we'll get back there in a moment.
They're turning that thing around.
Fast.
Yeah, they are.
That's better than you drive your car, John.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
So look at this. This is so exciting. You're looking at the President Trump coming into Israel and Israel embracing them. Imagine, this is of a biblical proportions how important this trip is. He said, I'm a friend of Israel, America's a friend of Israel, and he's showing it by his presence.
This is so historic, like I said, the very first time a president of the United States has made a foreign trip, Israel, first time.
First time.
In a previous administration, President Obama didn't go to the second term towards the end.
Well, it was amazing. It's like literally his adversarial relationship almost.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
So you're looking at right here, they're getting ready for the president. It'll probably take a little while for everything to get set up. They're going to bring the stairs over and all. Oh, that is the president and his wife, Revlin and his wife. What's her name?
Nakama.
And then you got Sarah and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sarah is the Prime Minister's wife right there.
And it's interesting, you're going to see Ron Dermer, who's the ambassador, Israeli ambassador
to America. Right.
As well as David Friedman, who is the United States ambassador to Israel and his wife.
And, you know, they're also, I hope it's going to be this program, our next program, where they're going to take the president into the prime minister's home.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to present him with some gifts and some different things. And there they are again. Man, I just love Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's a blessing, isn't he?
What a leader.
All of his speeches kept the world in the line.
Yes.
During the last 8 years. Remember his speech at Congress and his speech at the United Nations? And
yeah.
You just want, he just, it kept us.
Well received. Yeah. Standing ovations every single time he's come to speak to the Congress and the Senate. Right. I mean, over like 30, 40 standing ovations. Just absolutely amazing.
Right. Well, what you're looking at right here, President Trump, Air Force One just arrived in Israel, the airport.
Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv.
And you got the Prime Minister and the President of Israel right there to welcome him. This is exciting because you're about to have the First Lady, Melania, come off this with President Donald Trump. And he said from the beginning, even when he was running his campaign, that I stand with Israel and I'm going to be there for Israel.
There it is. Here's the first crack.
Okay.
The door's open.
They're getting the door. They're bringing it right. Okay.
And what's interesting, he always travels with a huge entourage, but you had the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, on this trip. Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce. Of course, Jared.
This is the most amazing cabinet, historically, that has ever been put together.
Yeah.
You know, these are people, the grown
intelligent
folks.
People.
The
yes.
grown folks. Well, I wouldn't call any. I guess you could say
it's success. I mean,
yeah.
Success.
Yeah. So they're bringing the stairways over there. Any moment now, history's about to be made.
Amazing.
Because as soon as the president comes off Air Force One, that's the first time ever a president made Israel their first international trip.
That's right.
And I believe, too, he's going to pray at the Western Wall.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
I can't wait
it's
to
gonna
see everything that happens.
Wow.
There you go.
Red carpet treatment and all. Wow, this is excellent.
Right. And you see the helicopters in the background. They're going to take the president in a helicopter and fly him over the West Bank and a couple areas as they're bringing him in. So that's, I'm sure they're set up to be able
that's
to fly
amazing.
With them there.
In fact, there's several helicopters there that, you know, to disguise, which is they don't know which one the president's going to be in. But the security, you can only imagine what's going to be like in Israel right now.
Oh, I can imagine. You know, it's because if people don't know it, Israel's not that big.
No.
If you put it inside of Jersey, it's still.
It's smaller than the state of New Jersey. So.
Smaller than the state of New Jersey.
I'm sure everything's on lockdown in Israel. There's no traffic.
With worldwide enemies.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So on the right again, you're looking at the president, President Revlin, and his wife. And then also next to her, you have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, the prime minister will be talking about the position. That's the most powerful position in Israel. It's the
yes,
prime minister.
Yes.
He's over the government and he's elected and serves for how long?
He serves as an appointed prime minister and he's appointed by the president. The president, Rivlin, is elected for a 7-year term and is really known as a
more of a statesman,
yes,
figurehead type
correct,
situation.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So they're getting ready to come off.
But no doubt about it, the person who has
so
the
power. So the Revlin appointed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Correct.
Okay, all
for
right.
about four-year term.
Okay, very good. That's a wise appointment.
Oh, yes.
Very wise appointment.
In fact, he's the ninth Prime Minister to Israel, and I think the longest serving Prime Minister is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Well,
I would want him to serve.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's the ninth.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
ninth. Yes. Well, President Trump and First Lady Melania are about to come off of Air Force One, and you're going to see Israel and America meet in Israel. Mm. This is so exciting, so very exciting.
Not only one of our strongest allies, but we have a Judeo-Christian foundation to America.
Oh,
I mean, our relationship runs so strong for so long.
Yeah.
And kind of things come full circle when you have President Truman who puts a full backing of Israel when Israel became a nation. So it's almost like, wow, you're right.
Right. One of the key reasons why the Lord allowed Donald Trump to be president, according to what he revealed to Pastor John Kilpatrick, because he's going to give them generals to help Israel stay in their land. Here it is. I think he's about to come out. You got the prime minister and the president and their wives at the foot of the stairwell of Air Force One and President Trump.
Wow. Just to show you, this is a large, huge,
it's very huge
plane.
Huge.
My goodness.
It's very huge, as a matter of fact. But you're going to have the ambassador, Israel's ambassador to America standing there, and also America's ambassador to Israel, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah. David Friedman.
Okay, David Friedman.
And his wife, Tammy. There they are.
So you're looking from the left to the right now. That is America's ambassador to Israel, on the left, and his wife. And then the third one in is Israel's
Ron
ambassador.
Derman.
Yeah, Ron Derman. He's Israel's ambassador to America.
Correct.
Then you have the Prime Minister's wife. There she is right there, Sarah.
Yeah.
She's just so authentic.
Yes,
know?
She is. Yes, she's very sweet. You can just see in some of the things that she says, she's very, very sweet.
And they were the first first international visitors coming to the presidency.
Yes, they
here,
were. Yes.
Because I remember them coming. We saw that on BFN TV as well.
Yes. I had one of the very first calls President Trump received when he won.
If you're just joining us, you're in Israel right here. The president's about to get off Air Force One. The first visit, President Trump, first president ever to come in the international, first international trip, make sure that Israel's on that agenda.
That's right, very first time.
And some major things are shifting here. This is in the middle of, you know, going to Ramah, going through Saudi Arabia,
yes,
going to Rome. And the core part of this trip you're looking at is Israel.
2 days. It's going to be a two-day trip.
Two-day trip.
It's going to be at the Western Wall. It's going to go to the, obviously be in Jerusalem.
The Holocaust Museum, which is
Yad Vashem.
Yad Vashem. And then the Israel Museum of Israel.
That's Yad, the memorial, the Holocaust memorial is in Yad Vashem.
Okay.
Yes. 1 million visitors a year. This is just amazing.
It's supposed to be a presentation, I believe, also there, where one of the victims of the Holocaust kept a journal as a child, and they're going to present that, I believe, to the president while he's there during these 2 days, so I just can't wait.
I think he's also going to be rekindling the eternal flame there at Yad Vashem. It's
totally
really
awesome.
Significant.
Totally awesome. You may have been praying right now as you're watching, you're saying that God would grant peace for Jerusalem. This is a huge answer to prayer because America's strength and Israel's strength together will keep Israel safe.
Absolutely.
It's one of his Holy
Land.
Yeah, it's the Holy Land.
Now, when you arrived to Israel, did you get this type of welcome? I didn't get this type of welcome.
I remember Pat being patted down for something.
Oh, was
I don't
he
know
being
what that
patted
was.
Down?
Yeah. They took him behind the curtain.
They patted me down in LaGuardia. I got
that. Oh, did they? Well, that's
LaGuardia.
So you're looking right here. Again, you're looking from right to left. You're looking at the president of Israel on the right and his wife, Rivlin, and then you're looking at Prime Minister Bibi right beside him. There's a podium they're going to be speaking at, I believe, in just a little bit. And you have all the military branches on the side right there, and they have the military band.
Wow.
It's like some of the staff that's coming down and greeting the leaders here. These are all governmental leaders right here, different offices that are there.
It's about 5 or 6 helicopters out there as well.
Yeah, they're supposed to, I believe, take the president on a trip over the West Bank in Air Marine One and take him over the West Bank in a couple areas to go meet the Prime Minister after this. So he's going to take a car and they're going to take him to look over things.
Oh, wow.
And that's exciting.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Very exciting. If you're just joining us, Air Force One just pulled up into Israel and President Trump and the First Lady Melania are about to get off and they're going to meet with the President of Israel and the Prime Minister of Israel. There's Jared and
Ivanka
Trump, or Kushner. That's the President's daughter right there. They say that he's the one that kind of set this trip up.
Senior advisor. And right, the President's leaning strong on him to help negotiate a peace deal between the Palestinians and Israel. So
I think he said if you don't do it right, you're going to be fired.
That's right. No pressure.
Yeah, yeah. His other son said, they asked him, why don't you want to work with your dad? He's like, it's more difficult than you think to present ideas. Okay. He's the President.
There
he's the President of the United States, President Trump, and the First Lady Melania coming off Air Force One. Let's watch.
המשמר יעבור לדום. משמר דום.
President Trump, he's shaking. That's the president of Israel shaking the hand of the president of America right there.
Reuven Rivlin,
his wife.
It's a great honor.
Wife in the commons.
Nice to meet you.
This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah. I was greeting her with a kiss. Oh, it's beautiful.
Welcome, our good friend.
Let's hear what they're saying. Let's listen in.
We're going to talk about it.
It may be 100,000, maybe 20,000.
Is that it?
Well, it was something.
Well, it looked it, and I think it's significant. So,
that's one happy man, Ron Dermer. He's an ambassador. The last 8 years has been challenging. But
Israel's ambassador to America.
This is David.
And this is our ambassador here.
Yes. And his wife, Tammy. Tammy Brothers Sands, I believe. who I think just got confirmed, by the way.
These are the generals over there from military branches.
It's the IDF, right? Mm-hmm. Israeli Defense Force.
Well, listen, we're going to have to go to break. We're going to continue there. Don't worry about it. You're not going to miss anything. We're going to go to break and come right back and see the president in Israel. Join us after this break.
Any preference? Let's go, honey. Let's go. Okay. Let's you and I walk up here then.
Oh, that's
Offer 2033, the coming wealth transfer, making sense of the struggle, promise, principle, and the provision. A wealth transfer has begun and is coming. You want to be sure that you are ready and you don't miss it. In this message, you'll discover the importance of knowing and having faith in the promises of God. A time will come in your life where the Lord will walk you through learning the principles, character, and integrity you'll need to successfully move you into the provision of the promises of God. Learn how wealth transfer takes place in times of struggle and conflict or just after. If we don't understand the ways of God, we can become focused on our struggles that we miss its purpose and end up forgetting the promises of God and missing the provision of the promises of God. You'll be inspired to take the adventurous steps, just as those who have gone before us did, that enable us to enjoy the fruit of their faith and works. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFNTV, that's 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2033, the coming wealth transfer, making sense of the struggle, the promise, the principle, and the provision.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can you hire or fire on religious practices? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son went to a super center, told him he was going to put his application in for a job, and that he couldn't work Sundays. Yeah. The gentleman told him that he had no position in the store for him to work if he could not work on Sundays.
Well, it depends if it's a bona fide occupational qualification, if there's other reasonable accommodation. And Walmart has been generally very good at these things. So we need to find out the exact specifics of what the opening was. Was it a Sunday-only opening? But generally, under Title VII, they're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation. They certainly can't hire or fire based on religious practice. That would be a violation of the rules. But again, Walmart generally very receptive to meeting the religious accommodation needs of its employees. Hang on the line. We'll get you in touch with some of our lawyers here and see if we can get you some help.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Today's word is knowledge. Hi, my name is John Maxwell, and Lisa Zagnoli from Long Beach, Indiana, who is a college coach, student coach, sent this word in. And of course, if you're in college, you think of what, Lisa, you're doing. Children, kids, adults, they're in pursuit of knowledge. Here's what I know about knowledge. It's there for us to attain. It's there for us to achieve. It's achievable by any person. But it's what we do with what we know that makes us successful. In other words, knowledge itself won't make you and I successful. I know a lot of people who know a lot of things, but they don't do much. In other words, they know what to do, but they don't do what they should do, and they don't even do what they already know. And I think sometimes we look at knowledge as an end in itself. If I could know these things, I'll be successful. And what I've discovered is knowing them is just the first step. Doing them, knowing them, doing them. What do I know? What do I do? These are the two steps that help us to be successful. You know, when somebody says take one step and you can make progress, that's not true. If you only take one step, you get stuck. It's the continuing stepping, knowledge and doing, what I know and what I do, that continuous stepping that makes us successful in life. So take what you know and then ask yourself, Now, what can I do with what I know so that I can help people and add value to their lives?
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. We're so excited to be able to be here. This, if you missed us right now, we are joining the president as he's landing in Israel. You're seeing Air Force One, President Trump and Melania, First Lady right here. You're seeing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And we want to join them. Let's go back to them. This is an exciting historical visit.
What is the protocol? Do you have any
So you're looking at President Trump, President Rivlin, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. On the right, you have First Lady Melania.
This is Trump here.
There's Sarah.
Okay. Right.
They stop everywhere for pictures. This is all part of it. Wow.
You are watching history right here.
That's
you are
right.
Watching history. President Trump in Israel. History's being made.
Awesome. Amazing.
Oh, this is Israel's. Israel's national anthem here right now. You are watching history right now made with America and Israel. This is so awesome. You just saw they had their national anthems of America and of Israel, and you're looking at the presidents of Israel and America standing together, their wives, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Sarah's wife on the far right in the red is Sarah there, and their head general is coming out to greet them.
Good Hanasi, welcome to Israel. ברוך הבא, משמר כבוד של חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל, ערוך ונכון לפקודתך. אדוני.
I bet they're about to take them on a tour of the troops so they get to see all this, the military branches.
Wow, if you've never been to Israel, let us say, you need to go to Israel. Yes. This is amazing.
So these are the president of America and the president of Israel. President Rivlin on the right and President Trump on the left, obviously. The president's being such a wonderful world leader.
A statesman.
Yes, statesman.
This is really what the world needs to see right now. They need to see stability. They need to see a leader.
Sanity.
Yes.
Sanity taking place.
Yes.
I believe he's going to take them to review the troops. All those to the right, to the left of your screen, that's all their branches of their military right there. Yes, they're going to be coming to the troops. Going to take both presidents and they're going to walk through all the troops. Yep, that's what they're doing. That's his man in the middle of the military. He's like, this is home, man. Right?
Yeah.
This is history. That's two presidents, President of Israel, President of America, President Trump, walking amongst the military of
really, our allies, some of the best fighting forces in the world. The Israeli Defense Force. Everyone in Israel serves in the military upon graduation.
2 years, really, I believe, mandatory 2 years.
Truly amazing.
If you're watching, history made. This will be talked about in eternity.
Oh, yeah.
This is why God spared America, so we would stand with Israel.
Yes.
You know?
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Six times, right?
Six times, mercy. If you're just joining us, you got on the far right, you have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah. You have President Trump and First Lady, Melania. And to the left, you have President Revlon and his wife.
Obama, yes. Okay.
With Air Force One in the background.
I was just going to say that. Right on the tarmac. Unbelievable.
Beautiful. You're watching history right now on VFN TV. You are watching history. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the right and First President Trump on the left. And they're about to walk and be given a speech at the podium that's down at the end of this red carpet.
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what the next 3 to 4, maybe possibly 8 years holds, and this relationship has been,
if you think about it, fixed. Biblically and prophetically, God says, this is why I spared you, America, for this moment, right?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Absolutely.
This is such an important thing. If you've been praying for Israel, this is answers to your prayer.
So it's okay to be encouraged.
Oh, yes, be encouraged. As a matter of fact, watch VFN TV because we'll bring you what's really happening
That's
in the
right. world. That's right.
Okay. I believe that President Revlon is going to be introducing or giving a speech welcoming the president to Israel. They're all getting their seats right now. There they are. Oh, my goodness, that's exciting.
This is exciting.
It really is. It really is. There's Sarah, Prime Minister Bibi's wife. This is so exciting. This is so exciting. I believe that that somebody's going to come and introduce somebody. We'll see. In protocol.
You know, we're only just past the first 100 days of the presidency. It's amazing that this trip's already taken place.
Right, right. This is so exciting. As a matter of fact, they're about to introduce the president of Israel, and he's going to come out, and he's going to give a welcoming speech to our president. Let's join that now. Let's go back. Let's join it now.
Dvar Nesi Medinat Israel, Reuven Ruvi Rivlin. The president of the state of Israel, Reuven Ruvi Rivlin, will deliver his welcome remarks.
Mr. President and the First Lady, Mr. Prime Minister and his wife Sarah, distinguished guests, dear friends, welcome to Israel. It is a great pleasure to have you here. Your visit is a symbol of the unbreakable bond between Israel and America. You are the president of Israel's greatest, most important ally. You are a true friend of Israel and of the Jewish people. Mr. President, the world needs a strong United States. The Middle East needs a strong United States. Israel needs a strong United States. And may I say, the United States also needs a strong Israel. In the Middle East, an area that suffers from terrorism and madness, the partnership between the United States and Israel shines like a beacon of liberty and progress. The bond between us is bond between states, but also between people. We share common values as we share the hope for peace. The people of Israel are excited by your arrival and have great expectation from this visit. We thank you for your commitment to Israel's ability to face the threats of today and of tomorrow. Mr. President, today I will have the honor to host you in Jerusalem. We are honored to have you here with us as we mark 50 years of Jerusalem Day, Yom Yerushalayim, as we say it in Hebrew. It makes us very happy to know that Israel's most important ally recognized the significance of Jerusalem to the Jewish people all around the world. Jerusalem is the beating heart of the Jewish people, as it has for 3,000 years. Mr. President, you come here to Israel from Saudi Arabia. You will be at the Western Wall and visit the Holy Church, and then you are going to the Vatican. In just one journey, you will visit the three holiest places for Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. We each have different beliefs, but we all worship the same God. We can work together towards a better future. We shall continue to do so together, Mr. President. Bruchim habaim leIsrael. Welcome to Israel. God bless you. God bless you, Mr. President. God bless you, First Lady. God bless America. God bless Israel.
God bless Israel. It's so awesome. It's a beautiful thing. The president's welcoming, Revlin is welcoming President Trump to Israel. He did make a statement saying we all worship the same God. Actually, Israel worships the same God as the Christians worship, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's not the God that Islam worships. It's a different God right there. But this is so exciting. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to hear President Trump. He's going to be giving his speech right there in just a moment. Join us after the break.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore, and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the marriage encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom Business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerich, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the Love and Respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel unloved at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy because she's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? And how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting. We are in Israel with President Donald Trump. Air Force One's landed. The President of Israel's welcomed them. And now Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to speak. Let's go there now.
Benjamin Netanyahu, ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister of the State of Israel and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, will deliver his welcome remarks.
President Rivlin and his wife, Nechama, President Trump, Madam First Lady, Donald, Melania, welcome, a very warm welcome to Israel. Your visit here, Mr. President, is truly historic. Never before has the first foreign trip of a President of the United States included a visit to Israel. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for this powerful expression of your friendship to Israel. Mr. President, yesterday in Saudi Arabia, you delivered a forceful speech of clarity and conviction. You called on all nations to drive out terrorists and extremists. You called for the forces of civilization to confront the forces of barbarism. Mr. President, for 69 years, Israel has been doing precisely that. We've manned the front lines of civilization, we've fought terrorism, and we've built a modern, vibrant, democratic Jewish state. In doing so, Mr. President, we've protected all faiths, Muslims, Christians, everyone. Throughout the Middle East, Christian communities are decimated, minorities persecuted. But here in Israel, we're proud to have a growing and thriving Christian community, and we guarantee the rights of all. Mr. President, Israel also shares the commitment to peace that you expressed yesterday. We've already made peace with Egypt and with Jordan, and Israel's hand is extended to peace, in peace, to all our neighbors, including the Palestinians. The peace we seek is a genuine and durable one, in which the Jewish state is recognized, security remains in Israel's hands, and the conflict ends once and for all. Mr. President, you just flew from Riyadh to Tel Aviv. I hope that one day an Israeli prime minister will be able to fly from Tel Aviv to Riyadh. May your first trip to our region prove to be a historic milestone on the path towards reconciliation and peace. I look forward to working with you in the years ahead, Mr. President, to advance security, prosperity, and peace. I'm confident that under your leadership, the remarkable alliance between Israel and the United States will become ever greater, ever stronger. Donald and Melania, the entire U.S. delegation, on behalf of the government and the people of Israel, we welcome you to the State of Israel. May God bless you, Mr. President. May God bless Israel, and may God bless the United States of America.
May God bless the United States of America. We love you, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As a matter of fact, I think the president is about to get up and give his speech now. This is President Donald Trump. World history being made right now in Israel. Take a look.
Thank you and shalom. It is wonderful to be here in Israel. President Rivlin, Mrs. Rivlin, Prime Minister Netanyahu, Mrs. Netanyahu, thank you very much. I am deeply grateful for your invitation and very, very honored to be with you. On my first trip overseas as president, I have come to this sacred and ancient land to reaffirm the unbreakable bond between the United States and the State of Israel. In this land so rich in history, Israel has built one of the world's great civilizations, a strong, resilient, determined, and prosperous nation. It is also a nation forged in the commitment that we will never allow the horrors and atrocities of the last century to be repeated. Now we must work together to build a future where the nations of the region are at peace and all of our children can grow and grow up strong and grow up free from terrorism and violence. During my travels in recent days, I have found new reasons for hope. I have just concluded a visit to Saudi Arabia, where yesterday I met with King Salman and with the leaders from across the Muslim and Arab world. In that visit, we reached historic agreements to pursue greater and greater cooperation in the fight against terrorism and its evil ideology. My future travels will take me to visit Pope Francis at the Vatican, and then our NATO and European allies. We have before us a rare opportunity to bring security and stability and peace to this region and to its people, defeating terrorism and creating a future of harmony, prosperity, and peace. But we can only get there working together. There is no other way. Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, I look forward to working closely with both of you during my stay. We love Israel. We respect Israel. And I send your people the warmest greetings from your friend and ally, all of the people in the United States of America. We are with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
And God bless you. This is so amazing. Listen, we're about to close out the program. Make sure you join us in our next program, because we're going to continue to walk with the president all the way through Israel. There's so many things that are going to happen. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you for this answer prayer for Israel. We thank you that you're bringing in protection for them, that you're going to keep them in their land. Father God, we thank you for the wisdom and the connectivity, God, and our president and the first lady. Father God, a safe journey on this trip. Keep them safe, Lord. And we pray a blessing over our audience, Father God, and help them to see that you answered their prayers, Father God. We just bless our audience. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV. Or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.